Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, some local and area notes. Details on a win for the Brewers yesterday. A very hard-fought game, but certainly a nice one against the Dodgers. Those stories and more in a moment.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Coming up this weekend, lots of high school football scrimmages as teams are a week away from the actual games for 11-player football. Michael Hernan has more.
Football scrimmages start this Friday night for most teams around the state. Here are some local teams' scrimmages, starting with Richland Center. They'll be at La Crosse Logan. They will also face Aquinas, and the scrimmage will start at 4 o'clock. For Riverdale, they'll be at Mineral Point. They will also face Dodgeville and Cambridge, and the scrimmage will start at 5:30. For Ithaca, they'll be at Lancaster. They'll also face Benton, Scales Mound, Schulzburg, and the scrimmage will start at 5 o'clock. And for River Valley, they will host their scrimmage against Cuba City and Poinette at 5 o'clock. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. Hometown and Baseball Night League quarterfinals are set for tonight. They include number 3 seed football, Footville at number 1 Verona, number 2 Cambridge at number 1 Evansville, number 4 Middleton at number 2 Blanchardville, and 3rd seed Dodgeville at number 1 Jefferson. Under the lights action and weather permitting tonight. Also, in Church League softball, there's a game scheduled for tonight at the East Diamond. That would be a 7:30 start time for St. Mary's against Church of the Nazarene. The Mission will umpire. The tournament will conclude on Tuesday night of next week. Updated tournament brackets will be published after tonight's game on the league's website, rcchurchleague.com. Only one Brewer run was earned in Wednesday's 5-4 win at American Family Field. Milwaukee took advantage of 3 errors by the Los Angeles Dodgers. The winning run scored in the bottom of the 7th when Jackson Chirio looped a single to right. Base runner Joey Ortiz was going to stop at 3rd but came around to score when Dodgers right fielder Mookie Betts misplayed the ball. Well, Piamps got the win in relief, and closer Devin Williams claimed his 2nd save. Jake Bowers pounded his 10th home run in the game. Devin Williams talked about getting the last 3 outs. It was no easy task as he retired Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, and Freddie Freeman in order.
I mean, I don't know if there's a better 1-2-3 in the league, you know. It was definitely a good test. Passed it today. You know, might have to do it again tomorrow.
Frankie Montez with the start and did pretty well.
Just telling myself to keep making pitches, you know, good things will happen, you know, when you don't give up and you just go out there and just, like I said, just trying to go as long as you can and try to help the team in any way possible you can, you know, good things are going to happen.
Tobias Meyer starts for the Brewers this afternoon as they go for a series split. He'll be facing the Dodgers' Jack Flaherty, who is 9-5 with a 2.97 ERA. Myers is at 6-5 with a 2.79 ERA. In other games from the majors, in action from the National League, San Diego is an 8-2 winner against Pittsburgh, Arizona 11, Colorado 4, Cincinnati 9-2 over St. Louis, Philadelphia beat Miami 9-5, Atlanta 13, San Francisco 2. In the American League, Kansas City 4, Minnesota 1, Texas 9-7 over Boston, Detroit 3, Seattle 2, Houston 2-1 over Tampa Bay, the Yankees 10, the White Sox 2, Toronto 9-2 over the Angels. In interleague play, it was Baltimore 4, Washington 1. Cleveland took the Cubs 6-1 the final, and the Mets over Oakland. That final was 9-1. Another baseball story today, the Yankees slugger Aaron Judge hit his 300th home run, reaching that milestone faster than any other player when he connected against the White Sox during a 10-2 victory. Judge hit that mark in his 955th game and 3,431st at-bat with a three-run drive in the eighth inning. The six-time All-Star and 2022 American League MVP drove a 3-0 up-and-in sinker from Chad Kuhl into the White Sox bullpen in left for his Major League leading 43rd home run. Ralph Kiner reached 300 home runs in his 1,087th game, and Babe Ruth did his in his 3,831st at-bat. Turning to football today, the Badgers have named their official starting quarterback. Transfer quarterback Tyler Van Dyke has been named the starter. Here is offensive coordinator Phil Longo of the Badgers.
I will tell you that Braden Locke, last year it was Tanner Mordecai, and the number two was Braden Locke. This year it's Tyler Van Dyke, and we really see Braden Locke. I mentioned to you in the past how much better he's gotten this year. You know, and as Fick says, we kind of see it as a 1A, 1B type situation right now as opposed to a 1 and a 2. That's how well Braden has done here in camp. But right, as of right now, Tyler Van Dyke is our starter.
Wisconsin faces one of the toughest schedules in the country. It'll be a tough challenge for either quarterback. It begins August 30th at home against the Western Michigan Broncos. In Packer news, former Badger long snapper Peter Bowden has been cut by the Packers for the second time in 3 weeks. Bowden was released the first time in late July and then re-signed a week later. This latest move suggests the player's next move may be to a practice squad. While at Wisconsin, he was a finalist for the Patrick Manley Award, which goes to the best long snapper in college football. His track record suggests another team could find that Bowden fills a need for them. The Packers will be starting Sean Clifford going on this weekend in their game against the Denver Broncos Sunday night. Clifford was asked yesterday if he is better going into a game and getting a chance to play than he is when he conducts the number one offense in practice.
I do think that when the lights come on, it's a little bit different for me. I don't know, it's just an excitement level. I do like to kind of think of myself as a gamer in a way, and I rally around the team and the energy is always super high on game days. Probably something, you know, I could continue to work on to bring that same juice every single day at practice, but I do think that there is a little bit of a higher level of play when you get to play in a game.
Vikings rookie quarterback J.J. McCarthy will miss the season after undergoing surgery on his right knee. McCarthy had an operation on Wednesday to repair a torn meniscus suffered at some point during his preseason debut last weekend against Las Vegas. The former Michigan standout had a solid training camp and had been expected to back up starter Sam Darnold. Vikings coach Kevin O'Connell delivered the news on McCarthy shortly after the team arrived for 2 days of joint practices with the Browns. McCarthy was the 10th overall pick in the NFL draft after helping the Wolverines to a national title. Brewer franchise owner Mark Attanasio is facing a lawsuit for allegedly stealing sand from Broad Beach in Malibu, California. Next-door neighbor James Kohlberg accuses Attanasio of taking the sand from the public beach and putting it to a personal use on a construction site at his home. Attanasio's attorney says permits were obtained from the city of Malibu and Los Angeles County, and all of the work is legitimate. Kohlberg says this is a case of a private owner using a public beach as their own personal sandbox. With a look at WRCO Sports on this Thursday morning, I'm Phil Nee.